Monday is firing day. The dictator of Washington State is going to fire a bunch of people who don't need and cannot benefit from the gene therapies. People who have natural immunity, which is far more elastic and broad, long-lasting response to the variants. That doesn't matter. That's clue number one, that this has absolutely nothing to do with healthcare. Also, the push to inject it with kids, or inject kids with it. Firing day is Monday. We're going to talk to a gentleman who works with Walmart, who pushed back and asked some really smart questions just prior to that. Just going to prove again how everything about the COVID response is steeped in absolute propaganda level lies on a global basis. It's kind of a long tease. I didn't intend for that to happen. I could tease more.
Live and local on AM 770 KTTH. Your independent conservative host, Todd Herman, welcomes you to The Todd Herman Show.
Today is the day the Lord has made, and these are the days through which God has decided we shall live. It is times such as these that God's prepared us for, and the good news is he thinks we can handle it, or we wouldn't be within this time. You need to hear this. This is Donnie Lemon Gupta, the deeply conflicted TV doctor, who got just paved over by Joe Rogan calling out CNN lying about ivermectin. He sprinted over to Donnie Lemon's show to try to fix things.
Well, I know it's in large part a tongue-in-cheek interview, you know, because it's Joe Rogan and there's lots of, you're jockeying back and forth. But he did say something about ivermectin that I think wasn't actually correct about CNN and lying, okay? Ivermectin is a drug that is commonly used as a horse dewormer. So it is not a lie to say that the drug is used as a horse dewormer. I think that's important, and it is not approved for COVID. Correct?
That's right. That's correct. It is not approved for COVID, and you're right. I mean, the FDA even put out a statement saying, you know, basically reminding people, it was a strange sort of message from the FDA, but that said, you're not a horse, you're not a cow, stop taking this stuff.
The National Institute of Health approved COVID, or approved ivermectin for COVID. They had dosing recommendations for COVID. But this was before the coordinated top-down, bottom-up attack on behalf of Big Pharma and the party to own your bodies.
The tune here is played by the virus, not the governor's office. Look, people have been hurt by previous restrictions. And every single one of those employees and business owners deserve a real feeling of empathy of what they're going through. I feel it right here.
I'm glad to see you wearing masks today. And I only took mine off because of the First Amendment.
Yeah, dictator of Washington State, who will be firing people en masse on Monday. Now, I want you to be clear. He's not forcing people in the drug camps to get injected. He's not forcing people to get injected if they want to take government monies. He doesn't care about illegal immigrants getting injected. He's put his hands up. He wants as many Afghan refugees as can possibly get into Washington State. They are not required to get shot up. They weren't required to get shot up to come here. The Congress, the staff of the Congress is not required to get shot up. The staff of the Senate's not required to get shot up. The staff of the Supreme Court's not required to get shot up. The U.S. Postal Service is not required to get shot up. Just you. Because this is about power. It's nothing to do with healthcare. And they lie about everything. James O'Keefe, how can I say this in a way that isn't, at this point, just an utter cliche? If we had journalism in America on a broad scale, or even on a minor scale, James O'Keefe could spend his life responding to other media requests. If we didn't live in a controlled media environment for the most part, James O'Keefe would be on every single news channel. James O'Keefe would win every journalism award for getting Pfizer on the record with their utter lies. Lying, talking about how they needed to lie to the American people So that they didn't know that this stuff was built using aborted fetal cells. And they said, we can't let people know this. We have Pfizer scientists saying, oh, yeah, you don't need this stuff. And if you have natural immunity, that's far better. And saying things like, I work with an evil corporation that runs on COVID money. And yet he's not. I mean, yeah, he gets on Fox and he's, I think, other people have had him on. Bongino, of course, in this radio station and around the country. So James O'Keefe has done this again with the gangsters at Pfizer. This time they did what the media used to do. And they're glad to do this to Republicans at the airport and, you know, to go out and smoking gun to go get people by surprise, ambush interviews. They're going after a Pfizer executive in her neighborhood in D.C. in a multi-million dollar home.
Vanessa Gelman, who works in Washington, D.C., is Senior Director of Worldwide Research. From Vanessa Gelman.
From the perspective of corporate affairs, we want to avoid having the information on the fetal cell line floating out there. We believe that the risk of communicating this right now outweighs any potential benefit that we could see, particularly with general members of the public who may take this information and use it in ways we may not want it out there.
Miss, why did you send emails telling Pfizer employees
she's
not
running
to report
away
that you guys were using fetal cell lining, miss? What else are you hiding from the public today? Miss, what else are you hiding from the public? The public needs to know.
Well, there you have it. We wanted to ask her a few questions. She broke out into a sprint. We really think that the public needs to know what about the fetal cell lining emails. And we tried to get a comment. She ran. Sometimes they don't want to answer for the fraud that they're committing or the corruption that's going on. We try our best. And the really only question now is who's next.
So here's what to know if you work at a news entity. You're reporting this. If you're not reporting that, you don't work in news. If you're a health writer and you're not reporting that, you don't work in news. If you have a media outlet that's not talking about this but talks about COVID, then it's not a complete outlet. They're lying about everything. This is this little bit of detail here. The, you know, IMDb, Internet Movie Database, is owned by Amazon.com. And the rating for this propaganda piece about Fauci, the ratings were so low, they were a 1.6. And it appears that IMDb went in and puffed the ratings up to a 5.8. How do we know this? Because an internet sleuth noticed they forgot to fortify the components of the new score. He went through and their own math doesn't add up. All they did was change the final score. Which makes sense because Fauci has changed the way deaths are counted, has changed the definition of a vaccine, has changed the definition of fully vaccinated, has changed the definition of natural immunity, has changed the definition of herd immunity, has changed the definition of gain of function research. So even IMDb appears to be shifting things to protect the precious. Meanwhile, in Scotland, they're 80% fully injected with mRNA with adults. Deaths are now 30% above normal. Alex Berenson reports that it's not just COVID deaths. Some weird, unexpected deaths since the country got fully injected with the mRNA, or at least 87%. Monday is firing day for a lot of people. Chris isn't yet fired, and God willing, he won't be. He works for Walmart on a pretty big basis. And Chris joins us back now on the Todd Herman Show. Chris, welcome back to the program.
Thank you, Todd. I really appreciate you having me on.
And last time you were on, we talked about, I mean, you've had a good career at Walmart. I think you said that prior to this, they treated you guys pretty well, right, at Walmart?
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely.
And you have sort of, I don't want to get into the job specifics, but you have been rewarded with a level of responsibility with Walmart, correct?
Yes, I have, sir.
Yeah. And you initially began to push back when they announced the injection diktats, and you asked some smart questions about natural immunity, et cetera. Before we get to your current questions, remind my audience what it was like when you sort of started to poke and prod a little bit around this and ask questions about, well, what about natural immunity and such?
Well, it was interesting because I actually even started with the masking requirements. I sent an email off asking several questions and pointing out things based on information I gathered myself, and then a lot of it based on things from your research as well, which was very helpful, by the way. But sent off information about that, like you said, asking questions about, well, why are we doing this? Is this something, you know, that's really necessary, because we're actually caught, we could be causing more damage to ourselves through breathing things in. It's not really effective at fighting the virus. We've seen that on many occasions, and now we're seeing it even more now. But just questions like that, and then presenting data from the CDC, from Dr. Fauci, from all these sources that are, you know, more mainstream, so there could be no doubt of where they're coming from, so to speak, that can be dismissed as, well, it's just crackpot stuff. And I tried to keep as much emotion out of it as possible. And when I did this, I got a response that said, well, you know, we need to have an open door with you, and, or we need to have a conversation with you, and we're going to talk to you about this, and which was good. So then when they called, though, it wasn't the people I wanted, and they tried to kind of intimidate me by having all these people with fancy titles on there, and I never did get an answer. I would ask questions, and we go around, well, it's based on CDC research. And I said, okay, well, which CDC? The one that gave you the data that was in, yeah, the one that gave you the data that I'm telling you about, or the one that's telling you right now, or is it Dr. Fauci, the one from six months ago, a year ago, or the one now? And I got basically told, well, you know what, this is the way it is, so you're going to have to live with it.
All right, so we're going to check traffic. We come back. Chris is going to talk about the latest questions he's asked Walmart and some really smart questions. I want to give Walmart credit at least for being semi transparent with employees. Chris is with us, and he is an employee at Walmart and carries a pretty good level of responsibility with the company. He asked three questions recently of Walmart. I'm going to take these slightly out of order, Chris, because I think they're really, really great questions. So you asked Walmart, okay, you're going to have a testing requirement for us. And is that going to be a PCR or a testing for antigens, that is natural immunity? And what was the response to that question?
That it would be PCR based, yes.
All right. So they're not going to respect natural immunity.
It does not appear to be on that case.
Yeah. And every study, well, of the 20 that have been done, show that natural immunity is better. By the way, folks, this is common sense. Okay. The reason that natural immunity is better is common sense. The injections con your genes into producing a cytotoxin that is toxic to your cells. For some people, that's what kills them. A spike protein. That's only one protein in the virus. Your natural immunity attacks the entire virus and learns how to attack the entire virus. So the reason that these variants are so easy for the virus, for people who've been injected with this garbage, is because all they need to do is work around the spike protein. That's all the virus needs to do. Any of the other proteins, right, can reinfect people, which is happening. All right. So you ask that. Then you ask, where are the tests going?
California.
California. Wasn't it California where did Gav get? No, he got caught buying masks from a company in China that didn't really have any experience making masks. But didn't he also get a batch of the bad PCR tests, as I recall? Do you remember that?
I do seem to recall something about that. Yeah.
All right. Now we get to the money shot. So you asked Walmart, and God bless you for knowing this and to ask this. And by the way, ask your companies this that are requiring testing. Ask them, what PCR threshold cycles are you going to employ in your tests? And this is, let me give the metaphor for people don't understand, or who are new to this. If you clean your kitchen really well, and I mean, you spend a day deep cleaning, I can come and find dirt easily. All I need to do is take a microscope or a magnifying glass, get into your fridge and go, oh my gosh, it's filthy. Then you blow that up microscopically and wow, you live in a pigsty. Look at the disease factory you live in. The same thing happens with PCR tests, only it's worse because at a high cycle rate, it can't tell the difference between a cold you recovered from 10 years ago or active COVID. It can't tell that. So, Chris, what is the cycle rate that Walmart told you they're going to use for testing employees?
Believe it or not, 50.
So everybody gets this. The New York Times admits, and they admitted it a year and a half ago in an article called "Your COVID Test is Positive, Maybe It Shouldn't Be." That's the headline. that above 35 cycle PCR, you see 95 to 98% false positives. Fauci admits that. At 50 cycles, you are guaranteed to be able to say someone has COVID. So if they do this and they're making you test all the time, tell me about the impact this has on you as an employee. Every time you get this thing jammed up your nose, which is, by the way, really bad for you to have something between the top of your sinus cavity and your brain. That's not a good idea to do repeatedly. So what does that have? What effect does that have on your ability to earn an income?
Well, if I test positive, I have to quarantine. And if I'm quarantining, I'm not at work. Now, Walmart, to its credit, has, you know, paid some people COVID leave, which is good, but it's also going to affect the payroll of the company as a whole. If you have a lot of people that get these tests back and they're positive and a store can't serve customers, it's going to lose money, pure and simple.
So they're guaranteeing that they're going to find a bunch of people with COVID. Now, do you think that a lot of people are not like you? They're not educated. They're going to see the positive test and go, oh my gosh, I've got the COVID. I'm going to die. And then they're going to turn around and go get these injections. Do you think that might be part of Walmart's thinking?
Well, it's hard to say, because I will say this about Walmart. It's possible. But I will say this. When the vaccine mandate came down, the first thing Walmart said is, hey, if you want to get one of these religious exemptions, you need to file it now. And to their credit, a lot of people did. And I only know of one person who did not get their religious exception approved. Otherwise, Wonderful. It was pretty much blanket across the board. Yes, you're approved.
Wow. Okay, so kudos to Walmart. And then I guess if there's big time, not that you're not big time, but if there's C-suite or further up Walmart people who hear this, guys, why are you doing 50 cycles? Who told you that's a good idea? Right. So how many people at Walmart are asking questions this way, Chris?
Well, I can't be 100% sure, but I know when I mentioned the 50 cycle thing, pretty much everybody I've mentioned it to who has a knowledge of PCR, I got the raised eyebrow. What the heck look? And I don't understand it. I plan on following up on it and asking, OK, why are we doing this number? You know, and again, the sources you just cited there with Dr. Fauci and the New York Times, those are questions or sources I'm going to be citing when I ask those questions.
Well, and then there's Kerry Mullis, who designed the test and said it was never meant to find a virus. So you could ask that, too. Here's where I really fear this is headed. Is the dictator of Washington State gets a hold of this, and they don't have any clue, any blooming clue, how many people have ever had COVID. Literally, they have no idea or died from COVID. The State Department of Health is a lie machine. They're going to take this, and I can see the dictator of Washington say, look, we just have too many people that just refuse to take these vaccines, and they just repeat positives. And they get these repeat positive. They won't even. They're just bioreactors. And so I don't want to do this. We want voluntary compliance. But look, we're going to have to quarantine people, until they agree to take these FDA approved bipartisan injections. I know this requires supposition in your behalf, but is that an unbelievable outcome to you, given what this dictator has done in Washington State already?
No, and that's actually the basis for my fears, that because of this, we are going to inadvertently play into their hands.
Yeah, because they can come back and paint up the dirty, disgusting dirt people who continue to test positive. So Walmart doesn't strike me then. From what you're telling me, I'm a little bit torn. Walmart doesn't strike me as a company that wants to see their employees tossed into prison for being healthy.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and I'll even add to that. When the Biden administration announced this OSHA thing, usually when Walmart gets behind something, we're not afraid to shout it out loud and clear that, hey, we are totally on board with this. When they did when Biden announced this thing, the next day I was looking around for some kind of answer whatsoever. I did find an answer. It was extremely buried, and it was, we're not sure what this is going to look like. I can't remember the last time I saw the company that concerned over something.
Yeah, right. And look, if you work at a company that's doing this, they should be bragging about it, right? If they're forcing people to get injected or blackmailing, shouldn't they brag about it?
You would think, right?
Right. because obviously it's the right thing, or they wouldn't be doing it, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. Well, Chris, we appreciate you coming on the program, and God bless you for being a guy who pushes back respectfully. I love the fact that you provide a balanced look at this employer, because as I've visited with you, I know they've been good to you, and I know that you, I get this feeling that you're doing this out of, is it fair to say that part of this is also that you feel in your heart a bit of gratitude to Walmart, that you are, that this is sort of a tough love message to them?
Yeah, I think when we talked last time, I think Walmart on balance does a lot of good for people, yeah. But I'm concerned with some of the decisions that have made. And yeah, I absolutely want to see this company do well, and I'm just very, very concerned about some of these things that have come out lately.
Yeah, and it is deeply concerning. We'll come back on the Todd Herman Show. Chris, I appreciate you joining us as always. Go with God's good grace. Thank you for asking these questions. More about firing day coming up Monday in Washington State, when Jay Inslee steals people's health care, their retirements, their jobs, their ability to feed their families, all because they've committed the crime of being healthy. That next. Remember, never Bogart. The Seattle Spirit!
As a city, we have no plan.
Our incarceration rate is among the 10 lowest in the United States.
We'll have domestic violence, homicides in schools because there's guns there.
He was murdered by the police.
We call this one Guns Have Seattle Spirit. Seattle is patient zero for what it's like when a region of the country is taken over by the party. And you'll notice, again, we just had Chris on from Walmart. Well, he's not a spokesman from Walmart, but he's an employee there. Notice that there's no outreach. There's no outreach by the useless, impotent Republican Party. Utterly useless. Reaching out to these workers. State workers have been owned by the government employee unions forever. They've been a money laundering operation for the Democrats. You would think that someone in the Republican Party would say, wow, we have a new constituency. But they are either bought or terrified, or the political calculus could go like this. Well, if we let Inslee shoot himself in the foot by firing all these people and then get services get really bad, then we'll win the governorship and then we can give our donors what they want. Right? And that could be the calculus. And I've talked to people who say, well, Todd, the numbers just aren't there, that we'll lose female votes if we talk down the vaccines. Sure. Until you tell women, wow, look at that. The instances of all these weird changes to people's menstrual cycles after they get injected with cytotoxins that attack areas of the body that are particularly vulnerable, that is osmotic. Wow, look at that. That's the data. Wow, look at that. Your kids are more likely to die from these injections than the COVID flu. Most moms don't want their kids to die, most of them. Maybe in the polling groups that the Republican Party's pulled together in Washington State, they happen to run across a group of moms that do want their kids to die. Or maybe they're just not aware of the fact that the COVID injections are mathematically more risky for kids than the COVID flu, particularly young kids, particularly boys, who are particularly bothered by having their hearts swell up and the sacs around their hearts swell up, which happens a lot with these injections. But again, I mean, that's hard because then you have to message. And why do that when you can say, oh, government overreach, taxation, properly fund the schools? Why have hard messaging? I mean, you can point to Seattle, and that's great. You can do that. Brandy Cruz, talk about a lot, as the best television reporter in Seattle. This is an example of the party. This woman, everybody in the Democrat Party knows what Nicole Thomas Kennedy is. Everybody knows. And yet they didn't step up to say, no, 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 not this lady. Don't let her be Seattle City Attorney. Don't do it.
Nicole Thomas Kennedy's Twitter feed reads like a diary of her rabid hatred of the police. The woman who wants to be Seattle's top prosecutor thinks cops are serial killers, arsonists are heroes, and property destruction is a moral imperative.
That's a joke.
It's a joke?
Yes, it's a joke.
But if you think that her tweets are bad, her campaign managers are even worse. Meet Ty Reid. That's her on the left, the picture taken just a month ago. In it, Thomas Kennedy and current Seattle City Councilwoman Tammy Morales. On Reid's shirt, a flaming Seattle police cruiser and the words, "This is a policy proposal." If Thomas Kennedy's Twitter account is a diary of hatred, Reid's is a diary of violence. June 3rd, 2020, this bitch Mayor Durkan is going to get her beat one day.
If you want a link to Brandy's full story, text Todd, T-U-D-D, to 800-465-8770. Example one, the party takes over. It gets more and more extreme. The people in the streets with Antifa are the people in office with the Democrats. And in Oregon, it's official. The woman who is the legislative director of the Speaker of the House there, Andy Ngo, reports that the legislative director of the Democrat Speaker of the House in Oregon was arrested at Antifa riots as part of Antifa. The people in the streets are the people in the offices. This Nicole Thomas Kennedy, everybody knows what she is. Her party knows this. And yet there are people like Chris Gregoire, et cetera, saying, oh, well, don't hire this lady. Don't vote for her. But no one is saying what the ever loving honeypot chicken. Is that a food? That should be a food. Honeypot chicken. Can someone invent that, please? What the ever loving honeypot chicken is this woman doing in our party? No, it's only Republicans that are called out on that. Meanwhile, in a region owned by the party, here's what you have to look forward to if you do not protect your red states. And by that, I mean being in your school board's faces constantly, politely, firmly holding them to account, getting on your zoning commissions, getting on your county councils and city councils, being there constantly, constantly vigilant, constantly on watch. King County is the county that surrounds Seattle, the separate countries. King County, quote, gun violence, which doesn't exist. There is no such thing as gun violence. It's a made-up word. It's poll-tested. It's simply meant to tie guns and violence together. King County gun violence has already surpassed 2020. Congratulations, King County. All those lock-up-your-gun diktats, all your virtue signaling didn't help. It can't, because you have cartels who've planted a flag in Washington State where they're mules and their traffickers will not be deported because they won't be charged, or in a drug war. They are in a territory war for drug in a state that used to belong to the United States. And you get this. In light of that, the mayoral candidates in Seattle, such as they are, they expressed their positions on firing healthy cops who aren't a risk to anybody, who have natural immunity, many of them, who have religious exemptions, who cannot benefit from the shots that don't do anything to benefit society in any way, shape, manner, idea, faction, or form. The mayoral candidates weighed in on their separate views on the injection diktats.
Do you support firing officers who are not fully vaccinated by the deadline?
Well, I'll phrase it differently, but my short answer is I support the mandate.
Not a surprise where she stands on this issue. Her and Bruce are hand in hand on this. She said, under my administration, we will hold officers accountable when they refuse to comply with public health orders and stand up to the Seattle Police Officers Guild when they engage in tactics that undermine our collective safety.
So once again, it's Brandy Cruz. And incidentally, this is a city. You speak of public health orders. They let hepatitis stay in the streets. Hepatitis A outbreak. They let it stay in the streets. They have let trench diseases return. There are rats that will eventually make it into Seattle home. There is no concern for health. It's legal to give someone HIV. If you are sleeping around and you want to do the reverse of bug hunting and give someone the bug, you can do that. And it's legal now. It's decriminalized. They don't have any concern for public health. This is life under the party. Meanwhile, stage three emergency plans have been activated by the Seattle police because a bunch of cops are about to be fired for committing the crime of being healthy people.
If you call 911, any on-duty officer could potentially respond. That's part of the stage three mobilization plan that includes all on-duty sworn personnel like detectives, education and training employees, and people within the department with patrol backgrounds will report to work in uniform, ready to get back in a patrol car and respond to 911 calls if necessary. Now, the department says they won't know their vaccination numbers until that deadline, October 18th.
The reduction of police, even 100 police in Seattle, why would the cartels not take over? It might be welcomed. Just wear a patch that says Al Policia, or I don't know how to say it, Russian, since the Russian cartels are here too. And you have Brandy at least doing this reporting. If King Five on that last piece, then you have this. Jonathan Cho is look, I don't know, Jonathan. He does some decent reports. He really does. He's a young guy. I don't know his heart. I don't want to judge him. Jonathan Cho's been doing two-minute reports about a mentally disturbed man who's been lunging at random people in Pike Place Market. This from our friends at Safe Seattle and Facebook. So he's been going at people, lunging at them with knives. Jonathan's doing a series of reports, but they will not put the picture of the assailant up. You'd think that in the public interest, people might want to know what the guy who's going to stab him with a knife looks like. According to Safe Seattle on Facebook, everybody knows him. His name, they say, Safe Seattle says his name is Cedric Carter. And so why not? Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, never mind. He's black. Oh, okay, so now I know why Cuomo's not showing his picture. Got it. All right. I take it back. That makes perfect sense. You cannot show the picture of dangerous black people. Only dangerous white people. All right. I apologize to Cuomo News as an entity. You've done the right thing. Just a few more things next on the Todd Herman Show. Couple notes before we get started with just a few more things. Katie Davis Courts reports she is with the Post Millennial. Washington State Department of Transportation workers have hung up their vests. There's a picture. This is from Goldendale. I love Goldendale. And Washington State Department of Transportation employees are hanging up their vests because they're going to have their jobs stolen from them. They've committed the crime of being healthy. They've committed the crime of understanding their chance of dying from the COVID flu is minuscule. They've committed the crime of understanding that the injections do not give anybody immunity. They do not stop transmission at all. They've committed that crime. That's one protest. There's another protest. Washington State Department of Transportation employees have created. This is with some of the reader boards. So it says on one side, blank off Inslee. And then one of the other signs says live free. So Washington State Department of Transportation employees are sending a message. And goodness gracious, it's so impressive the way the state Republican Party is messaging on this. And
it's overreach. We're deeply concerned. It's overreach. Yeah, we're so concerned.
Impressive. Vital. That's why we have a two-party system. They're completely different. And then just this, before we get into just a few more things, Alex Berenson says it's not just the UK anymore. All-cause deaths are now running well above normal in Germany, 10% above what one would expect. Germany is a place where 80% of adults have received both, or the single J&J DNA injection, both the Moderna-Pfizer mRNA injections. All-cause mortality going up. But it's not anything to worry about. One thing you can rest assured of, I mean, and this is just from the bottom of my heart, Big Pharma wants you well. They care about you very, very much. What with pain is the fifth vital sign, shooting kids up with wrong sex hormones. They deeply care about you and everybody else. And I wonder if I can get a paycheck for that, like a bonus. Let's get into
just a few more things.
It's a quick arrangement of news-like items, arranged meticulously with care and foresight into a not progressively numbered, sequentially ordered list of items, news-like items, therefore adding some order back into a world being made purposely chaotic by the party.
Thing one.
So Cammie Harris, you know this thing. I can't give this up. Of all the things, the debt, the two sets of books the government keeps, the Russia hoax repeated and amplified by the Mockingbird media types, of all that, this theater that's being performed in the White House on a daily basis, to me, somehow that's more frightening. The networks are ignoring sinking ship productions and them using child actors to make in an attempt to make Cammie Harris seem charming.
Right now, he's an actor. A Canadian production company, Sinking Ship Productions, apparently held auditions for that shoot at the Naval Observatory. Yeah. But a White House official insists to Fox, quote, the vice president's office did not select the kids who participated in the YouTube originals special.
Well, then that makes sense. And by the way, just let's point out that this is YouTube. Many of the executives are turnstile-like out of the Obama administration. They know Cammie is a very difficult-to-like human being, a uniquely unlikable sort of person. So they craft a drama. And is no one from the White House press corps going to say, what else has been a drama? Well, they should. Next up in just a few more
Thing
things.
Two.
On MSNBC, they are back to this messaging. This is constant now. Alan West is in a skin suit. Alan West was born in the wrong body. So he needs to be injected with bleach just to change his skin color.
Alan West, he is the zeitgeist of the Republican Party right now. They want that same kind of, they want that sort of natural, all-natural flavor racism, but they want it in blackface with a 1990s flat top haircut.
I like how he said flat top haircut. That's so funny and such. And it's okay to say that Alan West is wearing a skin suit and born in the wrong body, not black. I think next week, Alex, I think I might do part two of how to be black. I got a little good feedback from that. I got a lot of black people who wrote to me and said, Todd, thank goodness you have consulted the left and the party and are helping us understand how to be black. Being born black is not enough. You need to learn how to be black. And MSNBC is just the site that can learn you on that. Next up, and just a few more things.
Thing three.
So the CNN people are really, really upset that Greg Abbott has said, you don't get to have injection diktats, any entity in my state. You don't get to do that. But they will not criticize the fact that Gav Newsom has told businesses you don't get to have boys or girls sections of clothing anymore.
Helping overnight, Texas Governor Greg Abbott, who likes to brag about Texas being a pro-business state, he signed an executive order severely limiting the freedom of businesses to make their own choices. Abbott banned any entity, including private businesses, from enforcing vaccine requirements on work.
Fair enough. Now, do Gav Newsom. Oh, yeah, yeah. That's, can't do that. That'd be way outside the lines. Next up, in just a few more
things.
Thing
four.
What's to say? Jackie time. Oh, yes, yes, yes. This is a Fox News Center employee, Heinrich, asking Circleback Psaki about Tim Kaine. Did you see there's, oh, no, Ron Klain. Ron Klain. He is the White House Chief of Staff. Oh, a bad economy, that's a first world problem, or that's a luxury issue.
Why would Ron Klain tweet that, and would you agree that's a little bit tone deaf?
Do you think two tweets means more? I'm just curious. So just for context, what Ron Klain retweeted was a tweet from the former chairman of economic advisors.
It's just a luxury issue. It's a nice problem to have. It's interesting. Not to people whose lives are being stolen. Next up in just a few more things.
Thing five.
At least Nancy Pelosi's got her head on straight in terms of the economy and math.
The majority don't know anything at all. So do you think you need to do a better job at messaging? And going forward, how do you sell this if ultimately you have to...
Well, I think you all could do a better job of selling it, to be very frank with you. But
oh, and they will. Nancy's taking them to task. I'm going to check my phone, see if Dory's going to join us. Dory Munson. Oh, is he? Okay. All right. Dory Monson exclusively next on The Todd Herman Show.